Chairman. In line with our long-standing support for the objective of the negotiation of a treaty on the prevention of an arms race in outer space, Brazil has welcomed the updated draft submitted jointly by the Russian Federation and China on the prevention of placement of weapons in outer space, the threat of use of force against outer space objects, the PPWT. We believed that the initiative was a constructive contribution to the work of the conference at the time, and we deemed it as a good basis for discussions toward adopting an international binding instrument on Paris. However, we also recall that the initiative has not prospered under the CD, due in particular to the concerns of many states with challenges associated with the definition of weapons in outer space and with the obstacles to verification of compliance. It would be ideal, Mr. Chairman, if we could start the negotiation of norms and a legally binding instrument that would address the concerns around weaponization of space. Nonetheless, it is also important to recognize that the subject has many aspects and that solutions to specific issues regarding the prevention of an arms race in outer space should also address threats associated with behavior. We believe that there is no inherent opposition between a focus on capabilities and a focus on behavior. Other disarmament and non-proliferation treaties often focus on both to solve the dual-use dilemma that we now face here. The Chemical Weapons Convention, for example, defines chemical weapons as munitions or devices specifically designed to cause death or other harm through the toxic properties of toxic chemicals. The definition includes, however, a generic alternative that classifies toxic chemicals as weapons if they are used as such. In other words, for purposes prohibited under the convention. Therefore, it addresses both capabilities and behavior, both design and actual use. This OEWG offers a new framing for the discussion on space security that needs not be at odds with past initiatives and possible convergences on this topic. We need to be creative and forward-looking, and we stand ready to explore possible solutions to this conundrum. We cannot afford inaction on this matter. Thank you, Mr. Chair.